Steward Alcoholic. So I wanted to thank John, who is not here this week, for asking me to do this. And I guess there's only one way to start. And he told me like 2 weeks ago that I was going to do this, which I don't know if it was good or bad. I always go back and forth on that. So naturally, I did think about it. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't, if I had been like clear until I got to this moment. But when I was considering it, I took a public speaking class a couple months ago at my last school. And one of the things that was talked about was you have to do a lot of research and really know what you're doing. And then you're only going to use a small percentage of that in kind of like the highlights. And when I think about that and contrast it to AA, and I'd realize that I never have to do any research or anything to do this. I tell myself my story every day, and anytime I'm not talking to you, I'm thinking about me, so it's plenty easy. It's plenty easy. But in starting, I had a really good childhood, actually. I had good parents, loving parents, great parents. I love my dad. He's a great guy. My mom's a great person. I had a lot of really positive people in my life, and that kind of, it was when I got into sobriety and I talked to friends who were my same age, and they talk about tough childhoods, I'd kind of feel guilty that I didn't or something, but that was just it. You know, I had a really good childhood, and I could describe and say that I had all this kind of type of teen angst and all that stuff, and I felt different and felt unique and always, and I definitely felt that, and I don't know how different that is from other people who aren't alcoholic, but I know that I felt that myself. And the one way I could really, what makes me alcoholic is the fact that I couldn't stop drinking when I chose to stop. And when I picked up a drink, I didn't know how much I was going to drink. And in order to summarize my story drinking, I could really do it in by doing the first time I got drunk and the last couple weeks of my alcoholism. And I'm not leaving out a lot in between. Obviously, I'm young, so my story isn't that long, so you're not missing a whole bunch. But what happened was I was out with a friend. We went to this party. We were there sober. It was a horrible party. The girls there were stuck up. The guys were jerks. It was really uncomfortable. I didn't like being there. I couldn't stand how fake everyone seemed and all these really good judgments and opinions I had formed without ever talking to a single person. And we kept going. So we go there, and it's awkward. We leave. We find a bottle of brandy or something like that and some Sprite and some beers, and we get drunk. And we stagger back to the party, and it was like a different place. It was completely like we must have found somewhere else, because it was an amazing party all of a sudden. The girls were pretty and really nice, and the guys were all cool, and like it was really neat. And I mean, I just really, that was like my feeling. I just enjoyed it. I just, for the first time ever, I had just been right here and right now. I wasn't thinking about what other people were thinking about me. I didn't care. I was just right here, and it was good, and it felt good. I was looking back on it, thinking about this, and I remembered I was talking to this girl, and I was like she was sitting next to me, and I was talking to her, and I said, excuse me a moment. I got up, and I didn't even walk out of eyeshot. I'm like, is this, as if I was sitting here, and I walked over to the door, and I just threw up everywhere, especially those first couple times drinking, it's like projectile, and I just came back and sat down next to her like nothing had happened. I was like, so, what are you doing tonight? And I didn't care. Like, that was how it felt. It just, I didn't think about it. It wasn't even a thought. As my drinking progressed, the effect of alcohol had on me started to lessen a little bit. I'd have to drink more quantities and stuff like that. But that's just how I felt. It was great. And I decided I wanted to do that a lot. And that's what I did. I just kept doing that and finding excuses to drink. It wasn't like I started drinking every day right away, but I definitely did it whenever I had a chance. And I'm resourceful, so I've gained a lot of chances and made a lot of opportunities. And really, and then for the next about 3 years, 4 years, I just kind of fleshed my life down. I had, you know, as I said, a good childhood, middle-class family. My parents gave me everything I would have ever needed. A college education would have been at my disposal had I been able to get into college out of high school. It's weird how there's a correlation between showing up to class and getting good grades. I didn't figure that out until I got sober, but that's what happened. I just kind of threw away my life. I threw away any chances I had at anything because of my drinking. And in the last weeks, one night I'd taken a substance that tends to wake you up, and everyone else had not taken it, and I was just up. Everyone was asleep, and I had like a moment. I was just depressed, and I was wondering why I felt like this. I mean, really thinking that, like, what was going on? Why do I feel so Like, I don't know. I mean, I was just trying to cry myself to sleep. It was kind of embarrassing, too. But it was just, I was like, I didn't understand. And I just really was lost. And I didn't stop that night. I kept drinking. Another blackouts were common. I was really good at blackouts. I mastered them pretty well. Or not well. I black that often. I'll just put it that way. And I was in an accident one night. It wasn't anything related to alcohol is what I told myself. You know, I cut myself with a knife, and I just happened to be in a blackout, is the way I phrased it. And the next morning, I was talking to my dad. I didn't even mean to talk to him. For some reason, he was home. It wasn't in my plan. And my plan was actually to go get loaded and drink. I said I was going to go to his house because he won't be there. No one will be there to bother me. I can just do what I want. And I ended up talking to him for about 20 minutes, and it wasn't a new conversation that he had with me, and he had tried it before, but for that instant, maybe it was just because of the accident the night before, whatever, it was just the moment where the veil was lifted, and I saw what was really happening. You know, before everything kind of, I'm in the right room, because you guys understand what happened, because you live in this denial, and all of a sudden, like, the veil's lifted for a second, and you really see what's happening, and that's what happened. And I had one moment, and I said, I'd like to go to a meeting. And I went to a meeting that night, and I went to a meeting the next night, and I started going to meetings on a regular basis. I found a sponsor within my first week. I asked the guy to sponsor me, and he said he'd take me through the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's what we did. And on a weekly basis, we'd meet up. I would call him on a daily basis, and we'd meet up about once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. And he'd give me a reading assignment. I'd do it, and then we'd go through it together. And we would just do the steps as they were outlined in the book, because if you go through the first 164 pages, the steps are outlined in succession, and that's what we did. And so I did a first step, and a second step, and a third step. And I remember doing a third step with him and I thought I was atheist. I was just uninformed, is what it really was. I was just a teenager thinking he knew everything. But I wasn't. What it was when I first started here, I was just in a moment of grace where everything, I wasn't gonna fight it. I was just like, okay, that's fine. I'll just do it. Someone had said it earlier, a guy who took 2 years really said it. You know, I just did. I followed the path. I wasn't going to make a new trail or anything like that. I was just going to do what you asked, and that's what I did. And I took the steps, and I said, okay, yeah, I believe in a God. I did a third step. I didn't really believe in a God. I just said, yes, I'm willing to. And that's really what it was. And as you read in the book, that's what it talks about. It's just a matter of being willing to believe in a power greater than yourself, which is what I did. And the proof of that is evident in the steps. When I took a fourth and a fifth and a sixth and a seven, eight and nine, and that's exactly what I did. I did a fourth and a fifth step and told them everything that I thought was so deep and horrible, and it really wasn't that big a deal. It's stuff a lot of us have done, if not other people. We know someone who's done it. And in doing that, I also found something miraculous. And there's so many side benefits to AA that you don't realize when you're doing it. And that's why I think it's, you don't, I've tried to explain to newcomers, like, oh, if you do this, this will happen. If you do this, that will happen. And I've learned that it doesn't matter. Like, either the person wants to do it or they don't want to do it. Because I saw plenty of, I'm not dumb. Like, it was evident to me what I had to do when I was drinking and using to have a good life. I just didn't want to do it. And that's what this was, you know. I didn't see the benefits that were coming, but I just did it because that's what I saw everyone else doing, and I was just willing. I was tired. And so all these benefits come out of doing these steps, out of doing a fourth and a fifth. For once in my life, I was open completely with another person. Someone knew me for who I was, and that was an amazing thing that I would have never asked for. And that loneliness started to vanish, and I did a 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, and I'm still in the process of doing 9. I tended to steal things a lot, so I still have a lot of financial amends to make. But, and now, today, I'm just doing 10, 11, and 12. That's what I do. Or that's part of the steps. I'm trying to grow through 10, 11, and 12, making amends promptly when I've harmed someone, meditating and praying every morning, which is what I do. I don't have like a long, great meditation. I meditate about what's coming in my day, what do I have to do, what way can I handle it best, and how can I align my will with God's will. And that sounds very lofty, but it's not as hard as it seems, I guess. It's not as big a deal. And then I try to give away what was so freely given to me, the real gift that my sponsor took time out of his day to help me and just give this program away. And that's what I'd like to do, and I hope to do, and I try to do. And I just recently moved here, and I've been embraced by the AA in San Diego with open arms, and I'm very grateful for that. And with that, my 10 minutes are up, so thank you.